This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Profer Monk Status. Oh, you think I have a Profer Monk Status? Well, that's an interesting thought too, isn't it? A Profer Monk Status, what does that mean? Well, this is my instant inspiration, and I'm being inspired on what the Profer Monk Status means. Today, we had the honor of giving Reverend Dorothea Ruth Doty Zimmerman the title of Profer Monk. A Profer Monk is a person who wants to be a monk, who is at the monastery here, doing all the jobs of the monk, doing all of the activities of the monk, but not having been here long enough to qualify as a novitiate and finally a monk. So a Profer Monk is sort of a half-assed monk. it's almost full. But we gave out several other Profer Monks today, too. We gave a Profer Monk to Reverend Button Byerly. That's my schnauzer. We gave a Profer Monk out to Reverend Little Love Jeremini. That's Ellen's little mini pin. We gave a Profer Monk out to Sylvia for her what's his name? Spot.
Never knew that he was mine.
Spot ends.
Never knew he was mine.
No.
You're messing up my talk here.
Okay.
I mean, you want me to put it on somebody else's lap? Well, then shut up.
Fine.
My goodness sakes. Here, I've just made you the mother of this cat, and you objection. And then, let's see, we have Inga is the mother of Blackie. So, Profer Blackie Pukert. And Inga is also with Magic, so Profer Magic Pukert. And do we have any others, Ellen?
Yes, we have Joya.
Oh, my God, how could I have forgotten Joya? Yes. Now, for those of you who don't know, this is a monastery. And in the monastery, we have no pets. And so, therefore, we give pets all sorts of titles and names to let them qualify as things rather than pets. And so, today we have been informed that the Reverend Joya Jeremini has become a Profer Monk. Now, for those of you who have no idea who Joya is, you're not alone. We have seen Joya swimming around this place for months now. She's been everywhere and in every room and just having herself a ball. And she doesn't eat very much. She has a very modest diet. She is a little tiny fish. A single fish in a single bowl. And she's been Ellen's friend for just the longest time, almost a year. Maybe longer, but at least
longer.
A year.
And the snake. Snail.
A snake might take a bite out of Joya that she wouldn't recover from. But anyhow, why did we name these beings Profer Monks? Well, because a Profer Monk is someone who genuinely shares their talents with the monastery. And Doty is genuinely sharing her talents with the monastery. And we had the saint. We both canonized him and called him the saint. And we monkified him. And we also gave him a driving certificate for driving us as our taxi car driver. And that is Sankara
Utman.
Sankara Utman of Switzerland. And he was here several times and did just a marvelous job of being a most outstanding young man. And what is he now, 13? And super kid. And then, of course,
Jerome
Suter came here several times. And he has been another one of our chauffeurs. What is he now, 13 or 12? 10. 10?
11.
11. A remarkable man. He attended all of our seminars but didn't understand English, so he had a private translator at each seminar. I mean, that's dedication. And he was at each seminar. He was everywhere he's supposed to be early and on time. And whenever anybody needed a car, he had it there. He had the golf cart exactly where they wanted it. And he was thrilled to be their chauffeur. Now, these are the activities of a Prophet monk. Now, Dodi hasn't shown much enthusiasm in this direction yet. She has enjoyed being driven more than she enjoys driving. But I think she'll get to the driving stage quite soon.
She does.
You drive the golf cart?
Several times.
Well, where do you take it? Do you take it up the mountains or just on the roads?
Oh, down halfway yesterday, got lost, and in the roads.
Good. Well, this is what Prophet monks do. They make themselves at home here at the monastery and offer their assistance wherever they can. And if they don't like a job, they foul it up and make it look like they don't know how to do it. And so then they get out of doing it. But we have not had anyone do that in all the years that we've had Prophet monks. It's really amazing. Everyone has been very dedicated, very diligent, and very wonderful. And so that's the way it is. Now, one of these days, Ellen will become a monk. A Prophet monk. One of these days, Sylvie will become a Prophet monk, and so will Inga. And I've got my Prophet monk already. So, but all of them have been novitiates, and all of them are 100% full-class monks, and doing just fine. Now, if any of you have any questions about being a monk, just contact the abbot Sylvia Enns. Here at the Absolute Monastery, you can get onto the internet and talk to her. She'd just love to talk to you. She'll talk your arm off. And just get onto the World Wide Web at university-of-healing.edu or unihealing@goduni.
No, that's the email address.
Email. University-of-.
Yeah, but
The other one is
GodUni.
www.goduni.org.
Org, yeah. The simple one is www.goduni.org. Org, organization. So any one of them will get us. And you can find out what we're doing. And send us an email at unihealing.org, unihealing@god.org. unihealing@goduni.org. One of the ways you'll figure it out. And Sylvia is just sitting here on pins and needles, waiting to talk to you, waiting to entice you to be a monk at the monastery. Where you can have all sorts of fun. You know, we do have some interesting things here. We have an outdoor swimming pool year-round that's available for people who are Eskimos. And because it gets cool in the wintertime.
Yeah.
And then we have an indoor swimming pool with a swimmix where you swim against the current. And then we have a spa.
Very tropical.
And then we have exercycles, and then we have maybe about 8 or 10 miles of meditation paths all over the place. If you just take the simple exterior path and go out to the waterfall and back, it's just a 3-mile walk. But otherwise, and then it goes 4 golf carts for lazy monks, and we have lots of lazy monks around here, I'll tell you. And then we have 4 cars, isn't it, Ellen? We have a Ranger truck, and we have a Expedition White, Expedition Blue, and Windstar Gold, and a Miata Blue, and
White Expedition.
Yeah.
White and Blue.
White and Blue Expedition. And then
Motorhome.
Oh, Motorhome. 36 feet long. So if we have a crowd, we pack them in there.
Tractor.
Oh, and a beautiful big tractor that does wonderful things on the property. And what?
A trailer, many trailers.
Well, yeah, we have about four trailers. One 12 or 13 feet long, and the other is a little shorter.
Well, we don't know where to put the people, we put them on the trailer.
Yeah. And we have six houses and six retreats. And what else we got?
Lots of smiles and lots of love.
Lots of smiles and lots of love. And the password to get onto the property is I love you. So I suppose we'll be hearing from all of you, and you'll be writing to us or calling us and saying, I love you, and how soon can I come? And the only real requirement is that you become a student of the university, and or are a student of the university, because you must be harmonious with our teachings, because when we give our lectures each day, we don't want to have you sitting there with a frown on your face saying, what, 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 you know? We want you sitting there with a smile on your face saying, yeah, 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 go, go, go. And that's what we do. So, until another time when I can fly with you on an instant inspiration, this is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, which, by the way, has a 78 degree outdoor temperature and an 80 degree indoor temperature. And it's very lovely, very beautiful, and we love you very much. So have a great day.
Have a great day. Thank you.